RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Welcome, folks.
Country folks can survive.
Here we are on Sunday, May 27th, 2018. Thanks for joining us. I'm soloing right now, and I hope to be joined by some of you as callers at our call-in number, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. The show is live. I'm up in North Dakota. The Bricks and Mortar Studio, the Republic Broadcasting Network, is in Austin, Texas, due south of me quite a ways. And thank you for helping to keep the Republic Broadcasting Network thriving with your contributions. You can also help this show, by the way, and any contribution you make to this show goes right to RBN. That's the only thing I do with any money that comes here to help me pay for the show. Here's where you can help. James Kelso, my name on my P.O. Box is P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, M.N., and the zip is 56721. And anything you send to that address is going straight over to RBN. And thank you for those who do contribute. Makes it a lot easier. We've got a 6.5 years, more than 6.5 years yet to go on the Trump administration, tracking the Trump phenomenon. And I'll tell you, just to give you a, this is just kind of a teaser, I shouldn't say this when I don't have the website up yet, but I will have a website created for you shortly that is directly associated with this radio show. And it is going to be something badly needed. It is going to deal with exactly what the Trump phenomenon is. What is the Trump phenomenon after all? And I'll tell you let me open with that thought. What did Donald Trump do that nobody else has done? And what did he do that so drastically changed our lives? Is Donald Trump a genie? Does he have a magic wand? Does he have lots and lots of money that he threw at something and he solved it with lots and lots of money? No, none of those things. He's a really smart guy. He's a really gutsy guy. He didn't throw a lot of money at getting elected. He did I'll try to get it more and more succinct as I state this, but this is going to be the point of the website that I will announce right here where you can participate. And where you can talk with other listeners to this show. What Donald Trump did, there will be different one or two sentence formulations to this, and we'll eventually land upon one that says it best. But here's one version right here. Donald Trump gave us what we've been wanting. How about that? Another way of saying it, Donald Trump listened to us, and us being average, you know, what would you say, the bulk of our people. He listened to us. He heard what we think. He heard what we want. He perceived what we want. And then he came back to us as a candidate and said, I'm going to give you that. Exactly that. Just what you said. I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to ignore you, which is what all politicians, almost all politicians do. I'm going to give you just what you want. And we responded with a roar. 63 million of us electing him. It seems incredibly simple. And it seems, what is so profound about that? Well, that's the profundity of it, is the simplicity of it. Why didn't somebody do this before? That's a darn good question. And then it gets to part of the point of this website. It might be called, you know, thetrumpphenomenon.com. It might be called something, another possible name is Folks Like Us. FolksLikeUs.us. That's one name I'm considering for this website. Because let us then, after we've learned what the Trump phenomenon is, let us then, having learned, let us then apply what we've learned. Because Donald Trump can't do it all by himself. He has to have other people applying his wisdom, doing what he did. Listening to our people, hearing what we want, and then as a politician proposing to give it to us through the means of politics. It's as simple as that. Another term for that could be populism. You could call it populism. But I'd like to be more specific than that. That's just one word, doesn't quite say it. And so we endeavor, well, and I would like, on that point that Donald Trump can't do it all by himself, I've used the metaphor of wingmen, that we are all wingmen to Donald Trump. We're flying in formation with Donald Trump. We're part of the Trump team. And this is not about being a groupie for Donald Trump. Although I sound like a groupie for Donald Trump, I am not. Am I wildly enthusiastic about the appearance of this man in my life and yours and my kids? Yes, I am. And that's what makes me sound like a groupie. Because had this man not appeared, we could go into a whole dystopian, really negative show and a whole series of shows as negative as you like as to what it could have been like had this one man not had the brains and the guts to offer his candidacy to us. So anyway, this is where we'll go with this. Let's look at the things that have happened since we last met up on Friday here at the Trump Phenomenon. Let me open up my caller board here to see when you folks start appearing on the caller board. And you always do. Kind of one of the nice things about this show is that there's never a shortage of callers. I'd love to have somebody who hasn't called before. Give it a whirl. It's so easy to call in. And one thing I want to do about this show, I want to do this with myself, my own life, my own political work, my presence on the web. Everything I do on this radio show, I want to make it all very, I'll think of some adjectives here, just kind of grabbing around for things, very congenial. I want to make it all very friendly, easily approachable, something that our people, I want our presentation, I want the message that we're putting out as enthusiasts for the Trump phenomenon to be something that you could stand up in any American Legion hall, you could stand up at any city council meeting, you could stand up in any church group, you could stand up in a you could speak out at a get together of the guys or the gals in any social setting. You could propound the ideas that we present on this show, and you would get a friendly reception. People would go, yeah, that guy sounds good. That gal sounds good. I like those ideas. This is all in keeping with the Trump phenomenon. We're not trying to be outrageous. We don't want to be outrageous. We don't want to be a little tiny. This is something you'll see in me. It's happening. It's a transformation that's happening in me. I don't know how many of you have kept, you know, close tabs on my trajectory through various political movements, but I don't want to be part of a little tiny fringe. I don't want to be outrageous. I don't want to be greatly loved by a tiny number of people, a microscopically small number of people who propound ideas that 90%+ of our people, maybe 99%+, don't like. I think that's a waste of one's life. I want to do what Donald Trump is doing. Listening to our people, loving our people, caring about our people, and offering really intelligent solutions that help our people. I love what he said when he was talking to the graduating midshipmen at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis on, was it Sunday or Saturday? When it wasn't Sunday, that's today. Ding, it must have been Saturday. No, it must have been Friday. On Friday, when he said, "We have rediscovered our identity." What a phrase. We have rediscovered our identity. And that connects directly with Donald Trump, who we are. Donald Trump is focused on who we are, what we want, where we came from. Make America great again. So you'll see phrases like that coming from Donald Trump, which are telling us what the Trump phenomenon is. Let's look at some news items here. Jeanine Pirro yesterday, once again, hit the ball right over the center field wall in her opening statement. Let's listen just to get the ball rolling here to some of the things she said yesterday on the most popular, I like that word, popular, the most populist also, cable TV show on Saturday. So more people are listening, more people like you out there in our audience, they're listening to Jeanine Pirro on Saturday. On Sunday, what's the most popular cable show on Sundays? Mark Levin. That's what people are listening to. He's also a populist. What's the most popular cable show Monday through Friday? You all know the answer. It's Sean Hannity. And he is also. So this, people who have noticed, who got it as to what the Trump phenomenon is, people like Pirro, Levin, and Hannity, they're practicing it. And we're loving it. And it's wonderful. Here she is yesterday.
Men and women who sacrificed their lives to defend our nation and our freedoms. We come face to face with hard evidence that the deep state planned to take down our duly elected president. A deep state from President Obama on down that did everything in its power to destroy Donald Trump. The latest, a spy placed in the Trump campaign. Sound loony? Well, last year, we thought you'd have to be wearing a tinfoil hat to believe President Trump when he said that he'd been wiretapped. And now we know secret surveillance was conducted on at least 7 Trump associates. An unmasking of Americans done at a 350% increase in the presidential election year by Obama deep staters. And now we find out a spy was placed by the FBI in the Trump campaign. You can be sure that there's more as the DOJ and FBI fight the release of information sought by Congress. So will they ever admit there was a spy?
As best I can tell, it's made up. I don't know where he's getting that from, honestly.
And do you find that to be at all possible or probable, I'm going to just play devil's advocate, that there was a spy inserted into his campaign by an intelligence agency?
I don't find it possible, and I know it not to be true.
What a lying SOB James Comey is. That was James Comey in a typical display of boundless chutzpah appearing on the Conan show. I don't know what is the name of the Conan show? Is that what used to be the Tonight Show? I don't know. But anyway, Conan, that redheaded TV host, asking actually a good question of James Comey. And Comey just flat out lying. There's no spy in the Trump campaign. I know of no such thing. Now, this is part of the, this is so beautiful. Comey, by, for whatever psychopathological reason, he's doing it, parading out in public, making statements, perjuring himself, but lying. He's not under oath, but he's lying. It's really making his future life more complicated and making our lives easier, because this is all going to come back and haunt him. He apparently has some really bad problem with telling the truth.
I think it's very typical of Mr. Trump to mischaracterize. He's a master of...
Oh, now this is another one. That was Conan with Comey. Now this is Andrea Mitchell. And you know who her husband is. Andrea Mitchell's husband is, what's his face, the former chairman of the Federal Reserve. Help me, folks. That's her husband. It'll come to me in a second when I'm not thinking of his ugly face. But that she, Andrea Mitchell, is interviewing another serial liar, John Brennan, who in 1976 voted for Gus Hall, Communist Party candidate for president of the United States. And I remember that year, 76, I actually ran for Congress in that year in the 5th Congressional District of Missouri, which is Jackson County, Kansas City. But I was just a 20-something kid, 27 maybe, running for Congress against a communist, actually. Let's see, try to remember the fellow I was running against. He was the that'll also come to me when I'm not trying to think of it. But he was an actual communist activist from the World War II era who I was running against. Here's John Brennan. Can but you believe that he becomes director of the CIA after having voted for Gus Hall in 1976?
Mischaracterization and dishonesty. To label someone as a spy when they're a confidential human source, I think, is doing a disservice to these individuals, but also to the FBI.
But like most liars, they can't keep their stories straight. Clapper, on the other hand, pretty much admits there was a spy, and he thinks Trump should be grateful.
Was the FBI spying on Trump's campaign?
No, they were not. They were spying on a term I don't particularly like, but on what the Russians were doing, trying to understand, were the Russians infiltrating, trying to gain access, trying to gain leverage and influence?
So why doesn't
which
he
is
like
what they do?
So why doesn't he like that? He should be happy though.
Well, he should be.
If ever you weren't sure who to believe, I'm going to make this real easy for you. The Obama administration was so determined to get Hillary Clinton elected and Donald Trump defeated that they let Hillary skate on her criminal activity and created a narrative of criminal activity on the part of Donald Trump. They created a false predicate, a made-up dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and the FBI in order to get a court to approve spying on Trump's campaign. And they were allowed to spy on the campaign for a year. They kept it close. Only the highest level of the FBI, not the field offices. The highest levels worked together to take Trump down. They planned insurance in the event their girl Hillary didn't win. They leaked information harmful to Donald Trump to the press. And it was ahead of the FBI at the behest of James Clapper, who privately told the president about the fake dossier so that they could leak it to the press and the world.
We'll be right back.
So who are you
going
to believe?
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so.
We're back, folks. And thanks for tuning us in here on the Trump Phenomenon. I think it's going on right now, Rolling Thunder in Washington, D.C., and Donald Trump tweets on that subject here. Let's read his tweet. I'm watching some video right now of the procession, the parade of Rolling Thunder. Here's what Donald Trump says. Fantastic, he tweeted this 7 hours ago. Fantastic to have 400,000 great men and women of Rolling Thunder in D.C. showing their patriotism. They love our country. They love our flag. They stand for our national anthem. Thanks to Executive Director Artie Mueller. So that's happening right now in Washington, D.C., and that's a great number. If they have that many folks out there, 400,000, and that's exactly, the sort of thing that I just described at the beginning of the show here, that Donald Trump has been the great proponent of this, is reflecting what we Americans believe and what we want. Being like us, speaking as we speak, and ending that disconnection that has existed for all of our lives between the political class, the media elite, the political elite, the institutional elite. Elite's kind of too nice a word to use for them, isn't it? Garbage. But this group that is estranged, alienated from us, that has been ruling us for all of our lives. Donald Trump, finally we have a man, I love John of Missouri, who said it best. We finally elected a real American. There's someone sitting in the at the Oval, sitting at the Resolute desk from the built from the timbers of HMS Resolute, John Kennedy's desk, the one that little John opened the door underneath his dad's legs to peer out of that desk, sitting at that desk, thinking like us, thinking as we think, doing as we do, being as we are. We actually have a president who's one of us, a real American. And if we can just spread that outwards to folks like Jim Jordan and Devin Nunes, Jim Jordan of Ohio and Devin Nunes of California, Mark Meadows of North Carolina, Ron DeSantis of Florida, folks like that. And not folks like, there's a comment today, Marco Rubio. He made a lame comment today. He's from that earlier group that was disconnected from us. Marco Rubio said, he offered his unwelcome opinion, that the FBI corruption was perfectly okay, that the spying in the Trump campaign was normal FBI procedure. It was fine with him. No, Mr. Rubio, it's not fine. It's not fine with us, and we need to replace folks like you that don't get it, don't want to get it, with real Americans like Jim Jordan, who we hope will be our next Speaker of the House. Marco Rubio's Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, we need to replace folks like that. He doesn't represent us. Fellow Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, he is a man of the people. He does think and believe as we do. So that's the Trump revolution. That's the Trump phenomenon, the replacement of whatever you want to call these people that don't represent us with people who are like us. It's as simple as that. And mistakes will get made. Donald Trump puts his pants on one leg at a time, and one morning or day, you know, he'll make a mistake here or make a mistake there. I can't think of one he's made right now. But that's not a problem. We got a little bit of a break here, a chance for you to call in. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? Kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy were still
last 10 years like they should. Like they should. We're back, folks. Thank you, Merle Haggard. And the chance for folks to call in at 800-313-9443. We were listening to Janine Pirro. Let's go back to her. Let me find her spot here in my... where are you, Janine? And there's so much happening that when I start the show, I have to have so many tabs open. Here she is.
Take a look at this chart. They're all liars. James Comey, the head of the FBI, lied about whether he had ever been an anonymous source in news reports about the Trump or Clinton investigations. He replied, never. But Mr. Leaker himself had to admit that he did so. Comey also lied before Congress when he testified that he briefed the president about the dossier because he learned the media was about to report on it. In truth, Comey briefed Trump for the very purpose of getting that dossier out to the public. And Comey said his investigation of Hillary was thorough. In truth, he wrote an exoneration memo long before essential witnesses were even interviewed. And of course, his deputy director, Andrew McCabe, that I didn't even put on my chart, lied so many times the guy had to be fired. And to get someone to fire in that agency is amazing. And Attorney General Loretta Lynch, who pushed to call the Clinton investigation a matter, lied when she said there were no emails between her department and the FBI when she used an email with a fake name to write about her infamous tarmac meeting with former President Clinton. James Clapper, another hoot, the director of the National Intelligence Agency, pretty much lies whenever he opens his mouth, like when he lied before Congress in answer to a quite direct question about whether or not his agency collected data on hundreds of millions of Americans. He said no, not wittingly. He also lied about the Trump dossier, saying he never leaked it to CNN. He since admitted that he did, and now he's on CNN's payroll. John Brennan, head of the CIA, lied and said the Steele dossier was not part of the intelligence community's evidence on Russian interference in the 2016 election. And again, liars not being able to keep their stories straight, he was contradicted by Clapper. Now, you remember Susan Rice. Her lying started long before Benghazi and that despicable video.
This is just a rogues gallery, and at the top, Judge Jeanine gets to the top rogue in the gallery, Obama himself. But all of these people, serial liars, lying in public, lying under oath, lying before Congress, obstructing justice, obstructing Congress. It's unbelievable. There are no good guys in here at all. It's an absolutely rotten, corrupt Obama administration, which is now coming unglued. And what I love is that people like Judge Jeanine, people of the caliber of Judge Andrew Napolitano, of Joe DiGenova, and Rudy Giuliani, top people, are saying about all the people just named by Judge Jeanine Pirro, they can expect, they should expect, to be sent to prison. Let's take a call from California. Dr. Kelly, what's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to say happy Memorial Day weekend, and I had a couple ideas to add to the. I just love listening to Judge Jeanine Pirro tell it like it is, and I'm putting together a Christmas list for we the people of these United States, and I'd like us to get the Panama Canal back from Red China.
I like that.
And maybe look at defunding the Board of Education, meaning, or the Education Act or whatever that Jimmy Carter put into place.
Well, something that we can do, Dr. Kelly, maybe a long reach to get the canal back, which was American, folks. It was American territory. When you were standing in the Panama Canal, you were in the United States of America back before Jimmy Carter gave it away. And if you had never been through the Panama Canal, what a magnificent thing which people sacrificed so much to build. But here's one thing we can do that's very realistic. Treasonous presidents like Jimmy Carter allowed the Red Chinese to buy up the port facilities at both ends of the canal, which, interestingly enough, you'll find this out when you go through it, travels It actually travels when you come in from the Caribbean, you're coming in from the west, and you travel eastward to get to the Pacific. Pretty fun. At both ends, there are docks, port facilities, and so on, which are really essential to the operation of the Panama Canal. I like the way you say it, Dr. Kelly, the Chinese, they have gained control of this, which gives them a sort of stranglehold on the canal. We should have, could have, Donald Trump is a negotiator, of course, he would have never given away the Panama Canal as Carter did, but as a negotiator, he's exactly the guy that can get those port facilities back into our control so that if we don't have legal control of the canal, we have a de facto presence, including naval ships, at both ends of the canal, able in a heartbeat to secure it in time of war or crisis. What do you think of that, Dr. Kelly?
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, we can't even trust the Chinese to make a light bulb that works.
Yeah.
How could we trust them with the workings of the Panama Canal, let alone the Panama Canal? And how does somebody give away, how does somebody gift public funds from we the people?
Well, what do they say in law? I forget what the percentage is, but something like possession is whatever, 9/10 of ownership. And the Chinese right now possess the port facilities at either end of the canal. And when you go through the canal, folks, it's very narrow. It can't even fit. Some of the biggest ships can't fit through it. But the it's a narrow structure with lakes in between. It's wonderful. You go up and then you go down. You go up from the Caribbean over the mountain ridge of the Panama, and then you come back down through the locks into the Pacific. And the port facilities at each end, those could be, they're possessed by the Chinese, which gives them effective control. So we need Donald Trump. Maybe this could be done as part of the Chinese negotiations, Dr. Kelly, is saying, look, as part of our trade negotiations, a great percentage of our trade goes through the Panama Canal. We want to negotiate with you Chinese, you fine Chinese fellows, that we're going to bring American ownership over those port facilities. I think that's the kind of thing Donald Trump, if the president's listening to this show right now, there's an idea to put on the negotiating table as these Chinese negotiations go on right now, which are going very well, we are told, and that we're looking at Donald Trump insisting that the Chinese cut hundreds of billions of dollars of annual trade deficit off of our imbalance with Red China. They cannot do this. We cannot have an imbalance where $300-500 billion a year is shipped out of the United States through the Panama Canal over to Red China. And then they use those mountains of cash to buy things like the Panama Canal facilities, to buy our corporations. Donald Trump saying, no, we're not going to do it. You need us. They need us more than we need them. That's a strong negotiating position. And I like your idea of at least regaining control of the Panama Canal. Dr. Kelly, what else is on your mind?
I second that motion. And I'm wondering if you're related to anybody that built the Panama Canal.
Oh, we all are. All Americans are. You know, there are tens of thousands of Americans. They had to deal with mosquitoes. Malaria was not understood at the time, I don't believe. And yellow fever, I don't think those were understood well at the time medically. So thousands of people died in the building of the canal. And what a magnificent, when you see those cuts, I've forgotten the name of those cuts. They're very famous, where they just blasted with dynamite through the backbone of the mountain range in the center of Panama. What a magnificent achievement. And Jimmy Carter, typical thumb-sucking, idiotic liberal, just giving it away that we did something wrong by sacrificing so many lives and so much treasure and building this amazing canal, which is the only source of income for Panama. It's the lifeblood of Panama. And we fairly and squarely negotiated our possession of the Panama Canal with Panama. And that was a fair deal. You give us this land and will sacrifice a lot of lives and vast treasure to build a canal that will make your country much greater than it was. That was a fairly negotiated deal. We did not need to give it back or give it up. Stupid. Just as stupid as our immigration policy is.
I totally agree with you there, and I'd love to ride shotgun if I can for a bit and listen to a little more of Judge Jeanine.
All righty, let's go back to the incomparable Judge Jeanine Pirro. Here she is. Thank you, Dr. Kelly. Good to have you, as always.
She also lied and said that in the final days of the Obama administration, she knew nothing about the surveillance of President-elect
Susan
Trump
Rice.
And people around him. And she knew nothing about identities being unmasked. Shortly thereafter, she came clean telling House investigators she unmasked senior Trump officials. And the big kahuna at the top, just before the inauguration, President Obama created new rules that allowed intelligence, historically protected within one agency, to be spread across at least 16 agencies, signaling to his people, let it all hang out and leak your heart away on Trump. So I, for one, am sick and tired of these liars, leakers, and liberals attacking our president.
I like that. Liars, leakers, and liberals. Nice alliteration from Judge Pirro.
And our democracy when they are the ones who tried to frame him. Here's a primer for all of you. If you're going to set up a president to try to frame him, do it against someone who's dumber than you are. This Memorial Day weekend, this will be more than...
Oh. Do it against someone who's dumber than you are. Oh, beautiful. Primer from Judge Jeanine to our liberal friends. Let's go to another great caller, George, in Texas. George, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, how are you? Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Same to you. And I don't you love it that now this is the kind of thing we can look forward to every year of Trump presidency, 400,000 Rolling Thunder Patriots. And, you know, just imagine what the politics of those Rolling Thunder Patriots are, George. Imagine how many of them voted for Donald Trump and how many of them cheer him on. Probably right. Some huge, probably almost all of them. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I kind of see the Democrats, they're in panic mode. I mean, they're in meltdown because I really think, they put up a facade of like being a brick wall, but actually it's just a thin sheet of paper, really, that can be torn down very easily. And it's going to happen. I really believe, the swamp has to be drained. I really think you got a lot of clogs, I think Rosenstein is one of the clogs in the drain, preventing the swamp from being drained, and I really think he's going to be taken away. But most of all, thing is about drain a swamp, it kind of reminds us here in Texas, is right now everybody here in Texas is up in arms over the drastic increase in property taxes, and our local county and city politicians are not giving a straight answer why they have to raise the property taxes. And we're kind of seeing that we got swamps here in our county, in our city governments, that have to be drained too.
Yes. Now, I want to play something for you, George. And by the way, we got a new caller. Rob in Illinois is waiting. Rob, we'll get to you. I want to play a little sound for you, George. And this is another good voice that's appearing again. Where is it appearing? On Fox. This is a new name, a new guy for me, Greg Gutfeld. And here's what I want you to hear in this. I'll just drop my cursor kind of randomly into this little segment of Greg Gutfeld on Fox News. But what I want you to listen for is this. Gutfeld is doing something that Alexander Solzhenitsyn pointed out in the Gulag Archipelago. When you know you're winning, when your forces finally can laugh, uproariously laugh at your enemy, when you reach that point of being able to laugh at them, That's when you know you're winning. Solzhenitsyn said this about life among the inmates, the Zeks in the Gulag Archipelago, when they were able to laugh at the Bolsheviks. You know, now listen to Greg Gutfeld. This guy knows how to laugh at our enemies. I hope I can get a few of his good jokes. They're priceless. They're really, this is really good humor here. This is good comedy. Let me see if I can.
Animal.
Oh, this is good. This is good. Okay. You can't get the visual. You can only get the graphic. I hope you can hear it. Listen to how this guy starts out.
He's got North Korea, the midterms, MS-13. Speaking of those fine chaps, let's begin with a quiz. An MS-13 thug just got sentenced to 40 years in jail for crimes involving a murder of a teenager.
Now, we'll come back to that right after this break. Then George and Rob, stay tuned.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks. And let me jump right back into this. Greg Gutfeld. Where is he? I've got so many tabs at the top of my screen. Okay, I'm going to find it. Oh, my goodness. The Here it is. Okay, here it is. I was right there. Here he is. Well, all right. Here he is on yesterday.
So imagine that your house is on fire and your neighbor calls the police because you were yelling fire too loud. That's the media when it comes to MS-13. Now check out the response to Trump pulling out of the North Korea summit.
A surprise cancellation of a planned summit with Kim Jong-un.
It was a stunning turnaround today. President Trump canceled the June 12th summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
That is pretty stunning, isn't it?
Well, if you're shocked by that, then you're probably shocked every day by your own feet. Oh, my God, where did these come from? Fact is, this occurs in negotiations, and all Trump does is negotiate.
Let me go forward here a little bit more.
Shaloo. So this summit snag, should that bother you? No, because it's Trump, and he isn't these guys. See, Trump knows when to leave the table. Obama, Hillary, Kerry, they can't even find the table. Which is weird, since Kerry is made from a table. Besides, he's a wooden fellow. Ah, delayed clapping. And North Korea already wants back in, but the media is still obsessed with collusion while dismissing the other story that at least one dude was paid tons of money to spy on the Trump campaign. It's great watching the media spin this. First they say, there's no spying. But if there was spying, then it's good spying. It's like a spy hug. But it's definitely not spying, which is why we can't tell you the name of the not spy. So please don't blow his cover because he's not spying. Here's a handy video to help you follow the media's take on all of this.
Now, I can't show you the video because it's nonverbal. But that was brilliant by Greg Gutfeld. Notice savagely lampooning the left. And getting uproarious laughter at their expense. Let's go to let's go back in here to just a little sample of what he does. And this is wonderful. This is what's going on now on this one network, Fox, where they're taking shots at the left, and they're doing it with humor.
Let us welcome tonight's guest. He got Bin Laden to really open up.
This is the guy that shot Bin Laden.
Former Navy SEAL Rob O'Neill. He's so sharp, his thoughts come with warning labels.
Let me go to the end here. I can't really capture it, but just another great name on the horizon here, folks. Another, the attack against the left is broadening out at Fox. We'll come back in just a moment with, I've got some great news from the front site offer that RBN's offering. Good things happened to me this weekend. I'm going to share them with you right after this break. Thanks, George. George and Rob, stay there. We'll get to you first right after the break.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcast.